With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Cayman Islands judiciary joined judiciaries around the world in recognizing International Judicial Well-Being Day, a United Nations observance that highlights how judicial well-being strengthens independence, integrity, and the effective administration of justice. According to the judiciary, well-being bags were presented to judges and magistrates on July 24th as a reminder to pause, recharge, and prioritize their well-being. The Chief Justice, the Honorable Mark Ramsey-Hale, also acknowledged the contribution of staff across the judiciary, recognizing that well-being of everyone who supports the administration of justice is equally important to a resilient and effective institution. The United Nations recognizes that supporting judicial well-being is fundamental to maintaining independent, ethical, and effective justice systems, benefiting not only judicial officers but also the communities they serve. In other news, coastal works and board appointments dominate Cabinet's July 15th meeting. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
At this meeting, Cabinet approved the issuance of a coastal works permit to construct a dock on Crown seabed, as well as carry out dredging operations on Crown property. The Cabinet minutes did not include the location of these works. Cabinet also dealt with money matters, including the transfer of funds to the London office and the reallocation of funds from the Ministry of Education and Training to the Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure. The Cabinet minutes no longer contain monetary values. However, the appropriations are expected to be revealed to the public when MPs reconvene for Parliament in September. Several board appointments were approved, including the board of directors for the Children and Youth Services Keys Foundation, along with several posts to the Health Practice Commission, the Nursing and Midwifery Council, the Health Insurance Commission, the Pharmacy Council, the Health Appeals Tribunal, the Council for Professions Allied with Medicine, and the Adoption Board. Finally, Cabinet noted the Office of the Commissioner of Police's intention to, quote, redevelop the Georgetown Police Station and approve the progression of the project through the procurement of consultancy services to develop an outline business case. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full meeting summary online at gov.ky/publications. Finally,
all of these issues really matter, but it's in my day-to-day life, the cost of living and housing feel the most immediate. They affect families, young people starting out, and even those who have lived here their whole lives.
The government is highlighting the importance of its work to address cost of living and housing through a community video with Cayman Finance Director Samantha Widmer. Ms. Widmer says cost of living and housing are the most immediate issues for day-to-day life.
So I think changes in these areas would make a big difference. When people feel secure in their homes, they can manage the cost of living.
Government says increasing access to affordable housing remains an important priority in its 2026 to 2028 strategic policy statement as it works to build a fairer Cayman and support communities. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.